This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Saturday told his foreign minister to expel the ambassadors of 10 countries, including Germany and the United States, who appealed for the release of a jailed civil society leader. The North American and European envoys issued a highly unusual joint statement on Monday, saying the continued detention of Parisian-born philanthropist and activist Osman Kavala cast a shadow over Turkey. The envoys called for a just and speedy resolution to his case. Kavala has been in jail without a conviction since 2017. He faces a string of alternating charges linked to 2013 anti-government protests and a failed military coup in 2016. He's become a symbol of the sweeping crackdown Erdogan unleashed after surviving the coup attempt. The Red Cross is urging the international community to engage with Afghanistan's new rulers, saying that aid groups on their own would be unable to stave off a humanitarian crisis. Afghanistan has been plunged into crisis by the abrupt end of billions of dollars in foreign assistance following the collapse of the Western-backed government and the return to power by the Taliban in August. Meantime, Sweden's Minister for International Development Cooperation warned on Saturday that Afghanistan is heading toward economic collapse faster than expected. A U.S. military drone strike in Syria on Friday killed a high-level al-Qaeda leader, according to the U.S. Central Command. The strike occurred 2 days after a U.S. base in southern Syria was attacked, causing no U.S. deaths or casualties. The U.S. military did not say whether Friday's U.S. strike